We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the good news, Lee,
There's good news.
There is good news. The virus does not appear to be mutating.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the earlier media scare tactics. It could mutate.
Yeah.
This ain't The Walking Dead, folks. The virus does not appear to be mutating, but the media's lies about it are. So that's the only thing mutating this morning. We're going to break all those down.
Media mutation, huh?
Yeah, the mutation of the lies the media tells about this. The media's got a big problem. I mean, it is a humongo problem. They told the world the death rate on this thing was 3.4%. And long after it was clear from the numbers that that was not true. 3.4% would be a massive death rate. It's 34 times the flu. You know, that would be huge. I mean, we've had 103 deaths from the flu here in South Carolina, so go ahead and, you know, multiply that by, a factor of 34. I mean, can you imagine, right?
Yeah.
But that's not true. And for weeks I've been hammering this. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. But they continued to use old and debunked numbers. And, while they pushed the death rate. Right now, when you watch the coverage today, here's how to be a smart consumer of their lies. And there are so many lies right now. They are not talking about death rate anymore, are they, Lee?
No.
That has just gone away. It's just gone. Instead, they have dropped that, and they're using a tactic of new case hysteria. Oh my God, there's 55 new cases. Oh my God, here comes new cases. New case. Well. Yes, as was calmly explained to us over and over and over and over by medical professionals, including the team that Trump appears in a press conference with every day. As we test, we will detect new cases. As we detect new cases, the case number will go up. That does not mean that there's an explosion. It means we are detecting them. The media does not, by and large. Fox has done an okay job of occasionally mentioning that. But the media does not tell you that. So they have shifted into a new phase of the hysteria with a whole new set of lies that if you have not really dug deep into these numbers, you don't understand. You don't understand. Do you realize, like, as of yesterday, okay, we did this yesterday. I went on South Carolina DHEC.
Right.
They tracked the flu.
Yeah.
Track coronavirus. It was uncanny. In this state, at this moment, the death rate for the flu is 1.67%.
Okay.
That's for lab-confirmed cases.
For flu in South Carolina.
Yes, 1.67% as of yesterday, 1.67% for the flu. And it is uncanny because the death rate for corona in lab-confirmed cases right now for South Carolina is 1.67%.
Wow, that's exactly the same.
Dead on. See why they're not talking about it?
Poor choice of words there. Dead on, mortality
rate.
Yeah,
you really got to work on that.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the death rate as of yesterday? I'll do it again before the show's over because it gets updated so much. What was the death rate? What is the death rate for corona in the United States? Well, we're told it's going to be 3.4, right? We know the death rate for the flu right now in lab confirmed cases, right? It's not in a population. That would be scary. In lab confirmed cases is 1.67 in South Carolina. Okay. What is it? What was it last night, last time I calculated it nationally? 1.2% in lab confirmed cases. Lower than the flu in South Carolina. Wow. Hard to keep a story afloat with that. So we're going to mutate. We're going to mutate the lies that we're telling the public. And you know how you know it got bad yesterday? Did you see this? CNN and MSNBC made the decision to start cutting away from the Trump press conferences. They did not show them yesterday. The White House bashed them for that. And I'll tell you why all of a sudden that happened yesterday. And because on Monday, Trump began for the first time, thank God, telling the American people the truth about the death rate, how the media has misreported the death rate, how the death rate given to us by the WHO was dead wrong by a factor of about 34. So this whole mess is now out there. And in how it happened, the fact that death rate is not what we've been told, the fact that it is on par with the flu. And so the media cannot, especially those who have most hyped this, cannot show you the Trump press conferences anywhere, because then you would know the truth and it will be hard to drive the hysteria and crash the markets. I don't know how else to tell you this. This is Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday. I'm going to play this for you because this is why, if you watch MSNBC and CNN, they can't let you see this press conference. Take a listen. This is not Trump. This is Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday.
You know what the estimate in Wuhan was originally? It was over 3%. When they look outside of Wuhan, it was about 0.7%. It depends very much. In South Korea, it was about 0.7, 0.8%. You know, that's probably missing 50, 60% of the data because no one was testing asymptomatics. Remember, in every country, you had to be symptomatic to get a test. So we're making case fatality rates when we're missing a significant part of the data. So if anything, it will go lower.
If anything, the death rate will go lower. Oh, can't have that on TV. So just yesterday, as we began to get the truth about the death rate from the Trump team up there, I've got to cut to something else. Yeah. That's where we are. And you can see how the propaganda, quite frankly, is shifting. The guy, WHO, World Health Organization director, and Clinton Foundation employee. Do you know that? He's on a payroll of the Clinton Foundation.
Interesting.
Worked for the Clintons on and off for 20 years. The guy who first came out with the now debunked 3.4% hysterical death rate, which would have been scary, except it wasn't true. That guy, the WHO director, who has caused all of this hysteria. Well, and the media repeating it without bothering to question it or the basic mathematical assumptions. He shifted his talking points yesterday. Look what he's doing. He's using the same talking points as CNN and MSNBC. Look, oh my God, look at the number of cases. Yeah, we're testing. Devil has been with us. We're testing now, so we're detecting them.
Globally, about 3.4% of...
Oh, that was the old one. I'm sorry. Let me get the new one. This is yesterday. Here we go.
The Dow up over 1,300 points on optimism of the possibility of a deal. In the meantime, let's get to Sandra with more.
The World Health Organization now warning that the U.S. could become the new epicenter of this pandemic, with the intensity of the outbreak accelerating day by day now.
The pandemic is accelerating. It took 67 days from the first reported case to reach the first 100,000 cases. 11 days for the second 100,000 cases. And just 4 days for the third 100,000 cases.
Okay, so that is a propaganda switch tactics. He is not talking about death rates anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's been completely debunked on that. Death rate's about what the flu is or below it, depending on whether you're looking at the state, the nation, whatever. It's in the range. He can't do that anymore. He knows he's busted. So he's using the tactic the media is. So, oh, look at all these cases. They're new. Well, yeah, because we start testing.
Right.
That's why they're going up. The number of tests we're doing is going up. So we are going to detect more of these. We had no idea how many we had in January or December.
And the way Dr. Birx presented it yesterday, too, one of the reasons you're seeing the increase number of cases is because there is a backlog. We don't know how many new cases are coming out yet. These tests that are being done take time, and in the early days of this, since this was a new virus, then a new test had to be developed. Things were, you know, had to ramp up at a certain point. So we're still getting, we're regarding new cases, but they may be old tests from days ago.
Right. And again, we're going to go through all the audio. I'm going to calmly explain what's going on here. And there was a shift yesterday. It was a subtle one. You're going to see more of it. People like Dr. Oz, Dr. Birx, getting on board with the Trump strategy of reopening the economy by Easter. Media's not going to tell you that. They had hysterics yesterday. They were screaming and yelling that everybody was going to die. But cooler heads yesterday began to say this strategy makes sense. But the media's lying about the strategy and then screaming that it's going to kill everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You would like to be back to normal by Easter Sunday.
Yes.
That's 19 days from now.
It's okay.
Is that true? Is that possible? Or is that false?
I think it's possible. Why isn't it? I mean, we've never closed the country before, and we've had some pretty bad flus, and we've had some pretty bad viruses, and I think it's absolutely possible. Now, people are going to have to practice all of the social distancing and don't shake hands and wash your hands and all of the things that we're doing now, but we have to get our country back to work. Our country wants to be back at work. And again, the cure, it's like this cure is worse than the problem. Again, people, many people, in my opinion, more people are going to die if we allow this to continue. We have to go back to work.
Yes, we do. We have to go back to work before we have an unemployment rate that mirrors the Great Recession or worse. We have to do that. And this is how you know the media is trying to destroy the economy. For the first time yesterday, they cut away from Trump's press conference. CNN and MSNBC, they had the most to lose because their lies were debunked live on television in real time. Their lies about the death rate. Again, even on Fox News, notice when they cover now. They know they screwed it up. So does CNN, so does MSNBC. They know that what they told you about the death rate was not true. You will not hear the words death and rate. You will not hear the words flu, unless they're telling you this is much more serious than the flu, but without statistics. You will certainly not hear the number of dead from the flu, now at 23,000 in the United States of America for this flu season. And you will not hear that as of right now, the death rate from corona is 1.2% among those who have been tested. Again, in South Carolina, the death rate for the flu right now among those who have been lab tested is 1.67%. Death rate from corona, shockingly, among those who've been lab tested, is a little higher here than for the nation at large here in South Carolina. It's 1.67, identical to the flu. You will not hear any of those things, but you cannot deny them. So let me tell you what's going on right now. This is where we are. I'm going to put it all in context because all of this is about money. Everything's about money. It's about money and power. This is what's going on right now. On Friday, the unemployment numbers will come out. They will be devastating. I'm going to lie to you. They are going to be devastating. And this is Friday morning. It'll be during the show in the 9 o'clock hour. So we're going to have those as soon as they come out. They're going to hurt. And we know that because in South Carolina alone, we've had a 400% increase in unemployment claims filings, the state level. They're literally overwhelmed. And then that story conveniently went away. And that's because the media needs to keep that story out of the news. Have you noticed the coverage here, how they do what they're doing? They don't talk about economic pain much. It's all about the virus. They did the one brief pop of, oh, look at the unemployment. It doesn't matter. They've got to keep individual economic suffering from out of the headlines. So let's look at what Nancy Pelosi did this week. Let's make sense of it. Nancy waits a whole week while Democrats and Republicans all last week put this bill together. They agreed on it. It wasn't like there was a Republican bill and a Democrat bill and they didn't agree. They wrote it together. They agreed. And then Her Highness flies in here on Sunday and goes, oh, I'm going to write my own bill. Hours before the market trading opens, the after hours trading. She tanked the market. She did all that was on purpose. Why did Nancy Pelosi want to delay that recovery bill? Why'd she want to do that? Because she knows those economic numbers are coming out on Friday. The employment numbers are coming out on Friday. She was trying to crash the stock market. I mean, the Democrats had worked to put that bill together with the Republicans without her. She's on vacation. She's AWOL. She's in San Fran. They all know those economic numbers are coming out. And so if the market does not have a plan in place, our markets, our economy, not just the stock market, and those numbers hit, I mean, I'm telling you, it could be 1929. And they know it. And they know it. That's why Trump had to come out yesterday and give a timeline. Businesses can begin to attempt to plan to survive if they know how long. They can begin to make decisions. The media does not like that. Trump had to put out that economic plan, 19 days, Christmas, you know, Easter, that kind of thing. Had to put that out because he's got to brace the markets for the unemployment figures that are coming. The media at the same time is trying to change the narrative away from the death rate, which they lied to you about for weeks while I told you the truth. And because you will not hear death rate. You're not going to hear a lot of death projections either because their projections were so badly off. Oh, by the way, the Obama administration official that said 1 million Americans are already going to die. It's too late. Trump screwed up. Remember that dude? That genius? The one who put together the whole Obamacare implementation and the media treated him like he was the only doctor in America who could be listened to. That jerk. Yeah, well, that jerk said that our entire healthcare system, all the hospitals in the country would be overwhelmed by March 23rd. What day is it today? I said 25th. See the problem here? Yeah, the hospitals are strained in New York, absolutely. Here? Nah. Nope. So while this is deadly, and while you certainly should take care to avoid and follow all of doctors' recommendations, including if you belong in these groups, I mean, these are death numbers. You're dead. These are death rates I'm giving you. This does kill. I am not in denial of that, but not on the same level they're telling you. We have never reacted like this as a country to something that kills at this rate. Not the flu and not colds. And yes, we have had colds that kill at higher rates than coronavirus. They won't tell you that either. It's context, folks. So Trump is trying to brace the markets to prevent a crash of our economy when those economic numbers are coming out. The media is trying the best that they can to unsettle the markets by questioning Trump's strategy. That's what's going on. It's economic warfare. On one side is China and the media. On the other is Trump trying to save our economy, our livelihoods, our businesses, our jobs, so that we have something to return to. That's where we are today. So here's where we are this morning. Job loss predictions, 5 million. That compares to 8.7 million job losses we had at the beginning of the Great Recession before we recovered. 9% unemployment rate by Friday. That compares to 10% during the Great Recession. We're going to get more into that in the next hour. Peter Morici, longtime associate of the Trump campaign, saying those numbers are low. They'll probably go higher. So a lot is at stake here. A heck of a lot is at stake here. And if you are more concerned about the economy than your personal health, you are not alone. A new survey, Harris Poll, which is traditionally not friendly to President Trump, among 2023 U.S. adults found a majority of Americans, 61%, now consider the amount of fear in society. Talking about, you know, they're basically, they have a growing concern about the state of the American economy. The amount of fear in society be sensible how serious the coronavirus epidemic has become. So they're saying, yeah, you know, it's about right. The media has got them completely juiced. However, 84% of respondents said they were growing increasingly concerned over the state of the economy. Yeah, because we all know what's going on in our industry, in our industries that we work in. I got to tell you what, my husband is in real estate. That industry is decimated right now. There's nothing. It is ground to an absolute complete halt. I'm going to talk about that later on in the show. It is shocking. It's where we lost our business in the Great Recession. So I know a few things about it. And we right now are slower. Not just our business. I'm talking about the industry. Than during the Great Recession, which, as you know, was driven by real estate problems. I mean, realtors aren't getting listings. People don't know if they're going to have a job. They're not going to buy a house. It has ground to an absolute halt. And yet, in the media, I mean, statewide here, locally, you're just not seeing any sort of reflection of any of that. I mean, I'm talking about a true real estate crash. As of right now, I mean, I don't know, maybe it'll recover by the end of the summer. But as of right now, this is worse than the Great Recession for the real estate market. There ain't a word about it anywhere. Can you find one? No, because they want more. They want more. They want to act like, well, I know the economy's just on hold. It's okay. We're all in our homes. No, the real estate market is crashing. Bigly. Maybe more bigly than the Great Recession. Maybe that ship can be righted. I don't know. We've never been here economically before. I literally don't know. I wouldn't try to predict it. But I've seen what this level of no listings looks like. And I saw it before I lost everything I had. And I know what that's like. I know what it's like for my husband and I to lose our business and have to build it back. It's gone right now. Again, I'm not going to make any predictions. Maybe it'll come back after Easter. Maybe people start listing their houses again. I mean, I have no idea. But for them to do that, they're going to have to feel like they have a job. And this has become a race against time for Trump to convince them that we can right this ship before we go to places economically we have not been before in this country. Okay, so here's Trump. I'm going to re-up this for you. This is what caused the hysteria yesterday. What hysteria am I talking about? Well, here's just a small sample, and this is all I can take.
The president is now listening to voices on the right that say, really, what's a million seniors when you're thinking about the whole economy? That's slightly caricatured, but only slightly. I should note, this has been a central conservative right-wing idea forever. It's the same reason there are arguments for why we don't need clean air regulations, even if, you know, tens of thousands of people die every year from lung disease from additional pollution. It's just that now it's being applied in this extreme case in the midst of a global pandemic and a growing exponential curve.
A million American seniors are gonna die. Wow. Okay, I'm looking at the Johns Hopkins site right now. They track this in real time. There have been 6,800 deaths in Italy, the worst in the world. Do you think a million Americans are going to die from this? Come on, that's nonsensical. That's irrational. That's bizarre. But this is what they're hepping them up on. And you could go with a sixth grade, sixth grade mentality and go look at this map and tell yourself after listening to MSNBC, no. Oh, by the way, we turned a corner on Italy overnight. Dr. Oz was taking a bit of a victory lap on that, which was exciting. There's so much good news here today. And it's the news you need to know, and that's why it's almost nowhere. Here's Dr. Oz on that.
I just want to bring up Italy, if I can, first, because it was mentioned today that it appears that Italy may have reached its peak. That is, the numbers of new infections and deaths are coming down a bit. Does it seem that way to you?
Well, the last 2 days have been slightly lower than prior peaks, which is good news, because if the pandemic was worsening in Italy, you'd see continued increases. I mean, the kinds of things that bring fear to us is a doubling of numbers. And so if they're not doubling, it's a good sign. And if they begin to come down, it's even better.
And it also seems, by the way, that Germany has kind of flattened that curve a bit, which is what we're all hoping to do here. So it does appear that this is an invisible enemy that we can defeat.
Well, we know we're going to defeat this pandemic anyway. No matter what happens, we will win.
No matter what happens, we will win. Trump is laying out a way for that to happen. He says, we've got to get the country back open or largely open by Easter. So Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox News asked him a good question. It's a tough question, but should be asked.
What you have said consistently is the first order of business is to kill the virus. So when you look at the data from around the world and across our country, how do you determine that 19 days from now it might be safe? Because there are millions of people watching this have their family fortune on the line.
Well, they have their family fortune on the line the other way, too. They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can, because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it.
That's not radical, what Trump just said. We just had a Federal Reserve president tell us over the weekend, 30% unemployment in the second quarter, folks. Again, the Great Depression was 24.9. That's what we're talking here. This is a stark decision he's got to make.
Whether we're locked in a room or whether we're in our office and practicing all of the things that we're supposed to be practicing, staying away from each other, et cetera. It's not shaking hands, washing your hands all the time. But our country has to get back to work. Yeah, otherwise, it's going to be very hard to start it up again.
Yes. It's going to be very hard to start it up again. He continued.
You can't compare this to 1918, where close to 100 million people died. That was a flu where if you got it, you had a 50-50 chance or very close of dying. I think we're substantially under 1% because the people that get better are not reporting.
Bingo.
So we only know people that go to doctors and go to hospitals, and we're taking that. And we're still a little bit above 1%. When you add all of the people, the millions of people that have it, that get better, we're substantially less than 1%. And when they came to my office, don't forget, they were saying 3%, 4%, 5%. There's a very big difference. No, we have to put our country back to work.
That is why CNN and MSNBC would not run that press conference yesterday. They cannot have the American public hear that. They cannot. So when you see Trump, we're going to take, he said yesterday, 19 days. What's he doing with those 19 days? He's got to cut through the fake news with those stats so that as he begins to encourage the reopening of the country, there won't be panic. That's what that 19 days is for. Don't kid yourself. It's to get the truth out there, to walk the public back from the ledge so there will not be riots in the streets over reopening. In other words, he's got to go to war with the media. That's why they did not cover that press conference. You're not going to see him cut. They can't do it. He's going to repeat this every day. So CNN, MSNBC, expect all the other mainstream media outlets to begin to follow suit. They will have to black out these press conferences, because otherwise you're going to get the truth about the numbers, not just from Trump, by the way, from the other doctors sitting there, and the panic will subside. So they can't have that. I had a lot of folks reacting on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes, "Hey Tara, I am very concerned about the economy. I very much believe it will be back strong. I think that will be, I think it can be. It can be if we act soon enough before these businesses go out of business. But the left and the media," the texture continues, "will be trumpeting the current low 24/7. Patriots will win in the end. Love the show." So says Russell. And Trump just explained that perfectly. We have this tiny window of time to go ahead and get this stuff back reopened with, you know, with with caution, taking precautions to keep everyone healthy and safe, or there's not going to be an economy to go back to. He's not wrong. Texture writes, the president is right about the cure being worse than the disease. There is an analog for death rates caused by civil unrest in America. From 1861 to 1865, the death rate caused by the civil unrest was 1 in 8. I think people understand this, even if one political party or the uniparty does not. Yeah. Texter writes, sometimes hard decisions have to be made about life and death. Can you imagine being Eisenhower when giving the order for the D-Day invasion, knowing that thousands would die on those beaches? So says John. Good morning, John. Texter, oh, I noticed this. I have such a sharp, sharp listening family. Texter writes, hey, Tara, have you noticed all the talk of FISA abuse and accountability has all ceased during this virus hysteria? Do you think this was a way to put an end to it all and nothing will ever come of it again? And answer the first part, yes. Second part, don't know. And we had a major breaking news story last week on this. Federal government dropped its case against the alleged Russian social media influencers. They couldn't prove their case. So the social media influence leg of the Russia conspiracy theory fell apart last week. Nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. By the way, love to hear from you if you are now a homeschool parent. How's that going? Yeah, you could be homeschool parent for a while longer, like through the end of the month. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I cannot imagine, I mean, there's single moms or dads out there. What are you doing? How are you handling this? I mean, you don't have daycare. That's shut down. Kids aren't in school. You got to teach them. Somehow you got to feed them by working. How are you getting by? Where are you sending your kids? My guess would be at night at work, you're doing the schoolwork. How are you getting by? I think about you guys all the time. You must be out there. Can't imagine how desperate you are. Nobody talks about this, by the way. It's like, oh, well, you know, just quit working or just go to work and take care of the kids at the same time. It'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be good. Texture rates, next time they stop trade on market when it drops, I will be really ticked off, then see what happens. Texture rates, BMW will have its last day on Friday. Now the texture rates, hey, Tara, if Trump opens the country back up, will these blue state governors do the same? They will not. And then, the games begin. I mean, this is the, you know, political equivalent of Thunderdome. Because those governors, they got a problem. I mean, they got a couple of problems. Yes, their goal is to tank the economy. And when you have a third of the country locked down right now, that you're doing good at that. Problem is, if you have red state governors not going along, you're going to have enraged business owners putting pressure on you. And at some point, there's going to be, you know, so that's going to be the counter pressure on the scale. And it's going to depend on whether the determination to wreck the economy is stronger than their determination to get reelected, if they believe they can do both. So Trump has to turn the heat up on them. And the only way to do it is with real numbers, real facts, debunking the death rates that have driven this thing from the beginning that were fake. It's not to say somebody's not dying out there from this, but not anywhere near at the rate they told us to justify all of this. Texter writes about homeschooling. I'm laughing. One of my students got suspended on the second day. The other one is expelled. Where'd you send them? Out in the backyard?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.